I'm Petty Officer Andrew Eater. On this edition of the AFN Naples Report, U.S. and Jordanian forces perform aid airdrop in Gaza, and Seabees complete Norwegian cold weather survival course. The U.S. Defense Department and Royal Jordanian Air Force conducted a combined humanitarian assistance airdrop in Gaza to deliver critical relief to civilians affected by the ongoing conflict. U.S. Air Force C-130 Hercules aircraft delivered more than 38,000 meals along the coastline of Gaza, allowing civilians access to much-needed assistance. The U.S. Central Command Forces, which also included Army personnel specialized in aerial supply delivery, were joined by Royal Jordanian Air Force C-130s. In total, 66 bundles of aid were dropped from three aircraft as part of the combined operation. In a statement following the operation, Secretary of Defense Lloyd J. Austin III thanked the forces involved for conducting a, quote, important mission which contributes to the ongoing international and U.S. efforts to provide humanitarian relief for the people of Gaza. U.S. Navy Seabees, assigned to Naval Mobile Construction Battalion 11, completed a cold weather survival training course in Sarila Harstad in Norway. During the four-day exercise, the Ramsund Naval Base Force Protection Company instructed the Seabees of NMCB 11's Nordic detail on the basic survival skills they would need to know during their deployment in the Arctic Circle. The cold weather training focused on essentials of basic survival in an Arctic environment. Training evolutions included Arctic terrain navigation, Arctic camp setup, drinking water preparation, defensive position construction, and self-rescue from a simulated ice breakthrough. For more on the Seabees exercise, you can visit c6f.navy.mil. And for more on the airdrop, you can visit defense.gov. That's the AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Andrew Eater.